This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang, going from the bulk mail center to the post offices. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the host of Military Matters. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. We came in like a lion on America's Third Watch with the Captain, and we're going out like a lion here on the 31st of March.
You are doggone right, and we're going to get with it. So let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic
for which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation.
One nation.
Under God.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty.
Liberty.
And justice.
And justice
for all.
For all.
And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen. Under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Colonel, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. Most of it is related to Ukraine. Even the stuff coming out about Hunter Biden's laptop has got Ukraine slashed onto it as well. So there you go, as you well know. And I want you to keep in mind here, my friend, that the Ukraine situation is such that they got sucker punched, if you will, yesterday. Into a situation where they were told that, we're going to back off and we're not going to fire and we're going to draw, you know, this, that, and the other. And they no sooner got the people out on the streets and boom, here came the artillery.
Yeah, hit that red. Americal continues to get beat up badly, of course, you know, in the Red Cross it was beat there, but it's,
They bombed the Red Cross warehouse, for God's sake.
No. Yeah, there's a couple things that are very evident. The naysayers on both sides of this thing, but it is pretty clear that we have a war criminal in the person of Vladimir Putin. And the story is talking about the breakup and the dissension between his Ministry of Defense and Vladimir Putin. I think we kind of sensed that, but now that it's coming to light and a little light bulb's going on in his head that he didn't know that, and he wasn't getting good intelligence about what was going on with his forces in Ukraine. And hey, that's what happens when you take on something like this and you are an autocratic ruler like Vladimir Putin. It's the price you pay.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to go to the phone lines. You got a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Tim. I'm a retired captain, U.S. military. I have a great little news story for you.
Go ahead.
That you won't hear anywhere else. Right here in Tampa, we have, you and I have a mutual friend who wants to remain anonymous. But he purchased 2 A-10 Warthogs that were surplus and retired.
Uh-huh.
And he sent a flight crew, or a ground crew, I'm sorry, to Europe to have them disassembled for shipment here for his private museum. Instead, these are all volunteers, five men, all retired military. They have now got them combat ready, and he is trying to arrange to ship them to Poland and give them to the Ukrainians, and the ground crew have volunteered to go with them.
Wow, that's great. That's great.
And that is no tax write-off. That is no gain. That's only he thinks it's the right thing to do.
Well, I think it's a great thing to do. Colonel, your comment?
Yeah, it's well, one, that's a testimony to a bunch of independent patriots doing quiet work, either over there or here. I got to be cautious about being too excited about that because I'm quite familiar with being a ground fighter with the A-10, which was the Air Force wasn't too crazy about, and they kind of wanted to ride off, get off, but we on the ground know the value of the A-10.
The best close-in air support we've ever saw, sir.
Yeah, they're very vulnerable to air defense. You got to be careful about that without protecting them there because they're slow moving. They're slow movers, but man, they are deadly, and they can do hell to both infantry on the ground, but most particularly the hard covered vehicles and the tanks, the Russians, particularly if they collect up and do what they've done in the past, they can play hell there. But a word of caution: it may not be as huge as it sounds, but I think symbolically, what a great thing.
All right, well, Tim, thank you very much for your call. I'm up against a hard break, and I appreciate the call and keep listening.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there you go. That was an important call to take there, Colonel.
That was. Very interesting. Little things that you pick up that you otherwise won't pick up in the news.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, you heard it here first, folks. You know, we have a habit. We have a habit. Tomorrow's news tonight. So there you go. All right, and I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that. It makes me feel really good about my country. And, of course, after the other day, sir, after Tuesday, I don't know what else to say. Unbelievable. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the other side of this break. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, the right after this is Moss Nissan, and Moss Nissan brings you this segment of the program. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, and Tampa Bay. Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and they're out there to prove it every day of the week. Now, they also get customers that come down from the upper East Coast, New England, and upstate New York, and Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan. We've had people from Wisconsin and Minnesota come down here. Also had people as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, drive over, and dad bought his daughter a car who was going to University of Tampa. Now, it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes, tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, and you just can't beat the selection of Moss at any one time. They've got over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles right there for you to choose from. Now, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage of that, upgrade your ride now, and get yourself some extra money for the vehicle that you're driving, about 35 to 40% if it's in good shape. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military first responders, church pastors, too, all get great care, taking care of them. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey. Stop by and say hi to Sean. And by the way, if you tell him the captain sent you, you might get yourself a special little treat there. Now, also Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Nissan dealership coming in Brooksville, State Route 50, just west of the Veterans Expressway in about another month or so. Now, they're online at Moss, MAUSNissan.com. That's Moss, MAUSNissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And Moss Nissan, their motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Remember, Newport Richey is about 40 minutes north of Tampa, right up the expressway. Okie dokie. Let's go back to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller, one of our favorite callers on the line with a question. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I wanted to ask the Colonel, being with the increased proficiency of these anti-tank weapons and stuff, what he thinks about the U.S. and our own tanks and stuff. Are they still as relevant? Are they vulnerable on the battlefield? And why aren't the Ukrainians going more after the artillery that's been shelling them, being as they're not mobile like the tanks are, and they might be easier to get men in to attack them? All right, Cap. That's it, Captain.
All right. Obviously, he's not a tanker, right, Colonel?
Yeah, I heard that same suggestion about a week ago, and it was a non-military person, a non-tanker that said it. They said, hey, all these Russian tanks being taken out with these anti-tank weapons, including some of them that come from us, does that show that the tank is obsolete on the battlefield? Well, that's nonsense. That just demonstrates some of the vulnerabilities of some of the Russian tanks and all that. I've seen some of the testing. I was involved in some of that, and I've seen some of the improvements that even like the Israelis have made over some lesser tanks, the lesser armor. The tank is extremely relevant on the battlefield, particularly if you use its mobility.
Yep.
The Russians haven't exploited the real abilities of the tank for various and sundry reasons. So don't read too much into the Russian tank failure in Ukraine and pronounce the death of the tank on the modern battlefield.
Colonel, I believe that's because of the inexperience of the troops that are fighting the battle.
I think that has a great deal to do with it. And, the lack of leadership, lack of employment, and quite honestly, for the Russians, that tactically they were restricted by their supply lines and things like that. Even the American forces, you know, you're tied. What you can do tactically is tied to your ability to keep it and sustain it with the kind of service support and support. And they didn't do that in Russia. And, of course, Putin wasn't knowledge about that, or his generals were lying to him about it. And so he didn't know that. Maybe he's learning now.
Did you see or hear U.S. General Todd Walters' testimony before the House Armed Services Committee yesterday?
I did. I listened to that.
And what did you take out of that?
Well, you know, it reinforces what we've known and what we've talked about here. You know, at first, everybody in the Biden administration is talking about deterrence. We got to have deterrence is number one. And then all of a sudden, there's 180, and Biden himself was saying, "Oh, deterrence is nowhere. We don't want deterrence. We never sought deterrence." And of course, we knew that that was contradiction in terms, but. Yeah, the general yesterday in his testimony affirmed what we already knew, is that regardless of whether you meant to have deterrence or not, it wasn't there. And we did not deter anything. And so the concern is now, are we doing enough to deter any next steps that the Russians and Putin may take? But that was pretty telling. It was kind of an honest admission to what, you and I and other folks already knew to be the case.
Yeah, because we've talked about this before, and, nothing that they've done, nothing that Biden has done. And by the way, General Jack Keane, there was another statement made yesterday by another very informed person, General Jack Keane. He said that he felt that it looked like as if Biden didn't want Russia to lose because of what would happen. As a result, Russia would become a much more hostile nation to have to deal with, and we were kind of just doing what we had to do with Ukraine. What do you think about that comment?
That's interesting. You know, hardly a day goes by where I don't make a point of trying to listen into what General Jack Keane has to say, because even though I disagree with him on some of the strategic things for the military, his early on and now, his comments are very telling, and it proven to be pretty solid. So I think there's something to that. That's interesting. And I think even within the Biden administration, there's a real mixture, and there's not 100% agreement. You hear truth-telling seeps out from time to time, and sometimes it's contrary to what's being put out publicly. But I'll tell you that the Pentagon, as far as not looking ahead more strategically on this, they are pretty much being pretty damn honest about where we're at and where it's at right now, and I don't think that they're in disagreement with what Jack Keane had to say, and I think there are certain elements that that's exactly what constrained them, the fear. And, you know, you got to make a decision. Where are we going? What's our ultimate objective? And pursue it with everything that you can. And that indicates that we're having a hard time coming to agreement about what that direction needs to be. And, boy, we better wake up and do it.
Now, I don't have an hour or two to talk about this, but I certainly would if I had the opportunity. Hunter Biden, once again, the laptops from hell, three of them, and what we're finding out from there, and the fact that we've now got a connection to the Ukraine coming off one of these laptops. This is all being leaked. You got to wonder why it's being leaked. I think it's because they're trying to maybe say to Joe Biden, gee, I don't think you want to run for office again.
You and I have known that there was a connection between the ill-gotten gains by Hunter Biden with the advantage of his father, the vice president. We've known that. Now, there was a lot of media deniers out there about that, but as the truth unfolds and, you know, the laptops don't lie, and we're having some folks that have got the information on those laptops that are saying, hey, I'm going to turn it over to you, and I'm turning it over to the media. So it's hard to deny the truth when it slaps you in the face, and it's there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, of course, the brother was also involved in that, Hunter and James Biden. They made $4.8 million from a Chinese energy company while all this was going on, in addition to large payouts from Ukrainian companies. And now we're finding out about the fact that they were involved in some way in the pathogen research in Ukraine and trying to sell influence there to Chinese that were getting into those laboratories. It's kind of like
all this happened, of course, the Wuhan virus.
Yep.
COVID was the biggest story, and then it's kind of been eclipsed a little bit by Ukraine and a little bit about the Oscars. That's what everybody's talking about, a silly thing. But yeah, you're right. We can't lose sight of that. It's odd how Hunter Biden has connection to all the big stories about those things. And of course, not even by suggestion, but almost directly, that our current president, certainly seems to have a hand in that. And so, we'll see. The truth will win us out, and after November 2022, perhaps we'll have a little accelerated discovery of the truth.
All right, got about 30 seconds. Tell us about the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus.
Well, I'm fine. I'll tell you what, I'm going to be up next Tuesday. I'm going to be with the latest chartered Republican Liberty Caucus, and that's up in Hillsborough County. I'm really excited about those folks up there. I'm going to go meet up with them. I won't be at Manatee Patriots. I'll be up there with them. I'm excited about that. We got a lot of great things coming on as we advocate for candidates. They're going to help make America great again.
All right. Thank you very much, Colonel. Got to run. You're going to get cut off right there by the computer. And I will see you soon. The Captain's America Third Watch continues. Bo Browning's in the house. I'll be back with him. We're going to talk about this aircraft situation and what you need to do to send an aircraft overseas. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to end the use of Title 42, a pandemic-era public health safety policy that both the Trump administration and Biden administration used to rapidly expel migrants at the border. By late May, the Biden administration will allow it to end. GOP lawmakers say it will open the floodgates of illegal immigration into this country. As Russia continues to launch bombs into Ukraine, Ukrainian President Zelensky addressed Australian Parliament this morning.
The Russian aggression is destroying the lives of people, has become a real threat to your country and to your people as well, because this is the nature of the evil. It can instantly cross any distance.
A line of severe storms ripped across the deep south overnight. Folks in Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas, keep an eye to the sky. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's that time of the week and that time of the day when we have Bo Browning in studio, and he's, of course, with National Aviation Academy. And if you don't know about the National Aviation Academy, you will after you hear this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty. And by the way, make sure you take the tour, 1-800-659-2080, the number to call. And good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'm going to start you right out with some questions. Now, you kind of came in at the tail end of the call that we had from the gentleman that said that there was a collector, a retired military man, who was purchasing 2 A-10 Warthogs, and he was going to disassemble them and bring them down here and put them in a, you know, museum or somewhere to be seen. Sure. Down here. But then he decided that they were going to send them to Poland and give them to the Ukraine. And you were telling me that there's a certain procedure they have to go through if they do that because of, since September 11th, they've changed the rules and whatnot. So what's that all about?
Yeah, so obviously since September 11th, a lot of the a lot of the regulations and rules how you import and export things out of the United States have changed, right? So aircraft parts in particular, there's a lot of restrictions on that. It's become much more restrictive. So depending on how it's done, where it's going, it's not nearly as easy to export aircraft parts out of the United States today as it was 25, 30, 40 years ago, obviously. So, you know, it's an admirable thing, I guess, that an individual's trying to help out another country, but, you know, it's, you know, people have to understand there's a lot of hoops to go through, and this individual's taking a lot of steps in order to do what they perceive to be right for Ukraine. You know, it takes a lot of work, and, you know, there are people that have to help out get that process done.
Now, the certification process of making it certified to fly, well, I know how that works with your folks, the students that they teach and whatnot. Would it be the same way with this aircraft?
Public-owned aircraft and private-owned aircraft, you know, at least in the United States, you know, the process, the maintenance process, the certification process, it's slightly different, right? Because public-owned aircraft, in other words, all the military aircraft out there are public-owned aircraft. They don't necessarily fall under the Federal Aviation Administration's oversight, but they do have a whole set of processes that they go through, maintenance procedures, they go through safety protocols and stuff, but it's not necessarily exactly the same as what the Federal Aviation Administration would expect on a private, commercial airliner, for example.
Now, I'm thinking out loud to myself because one of the news stories that came out earlier in the week, I believe it was Monday, might have even been over the weekend, the military is looking to retire a bunch of these A-10 Warthogs.
Sure.
Why wouldn't this be the perfect time for the military to take those planes and say, okay, Ukraine, you want them? Here they are. Come get them.
Again, the perception, I guess, you know, the politics of it all, you know, what does it look like for the United States to be supporting the Ukraines against Russia? How involved is the United States want to get in that? You know, it's all politics. The United States has supported countries around the world for many, many years with arms, money, you know, so it's politics. You know, how are they going to make the right political move for, you know, the United States and really for, you know, the individual's political future, I think, is really what it comes down to. I really don't have an answer for that other than, you know, to me it's politics.
Well, it's all politics, but the thing of it is that I'm trying to put this into a path where I can lead it into the National Aviation Academy. We know that the aircraft would have to be certified, able to fly. You can't just take a plane and say, okay, I'm ready. So your people, the aviation maintenance techs, would be there to certify it. And, of course, that takes the training. And a lot of these guys are probably military. You know, when you talk about flight crews and all, they're probably military. And that's the easiest way to get your license because you can challenge the test and you guys will help with that. And
For example, myself, I've worked in a similar situation over the years to where, we were sending aircraft to other countries, and also, again, you know, a lot of military personnel that had experience working on those aircraft. We refurbed them, put them back together, got them airworthy, and then they were shipped to whatever country they were going to be utilized for whatever purpose they were going to be utilized for. So it's not uncommon, you know, it is employment. There are companies out there that specifically do that. And so there is a path there, and obviously that experience that you gain in the military transitions to the civilian world. But you know, a lot of civilians, when they transition out of the military into the civilian world, they end up doing the exact same job they were doing in the military just as a civilian now. And so there's many different pathways to do that, use that same experience.
So coming out of the military, and I've had this discussion with a number of young men and even women recently that have asked me, and I've told them about the school. Coming out of the military, the best thing they should do, and I've told them to get on the phone and call and ask to take the tour.
Sure. Absolutely. You know, for anyone that's looking into an aviation maintenance technician school, you know, give National Aviation a call. Look into the other schools around the country. There are big changes coming for the aviation maintenance technician schools. The Part 147 of the Federal Aviation Regulation that governs the schools. That's all changing. There's going to be a complete new regulation. So the schools are going to have freedom to develop curriculums that benefit the industry better than what they have in the past. So it's a definitely a good time to look into the aviation industry, but most definitely compare your schools, compare National Aviation Academy to the other schools out there in the country. There are roughly 180 aviation maintenance technician schools in the country. You can find that list of schools by state on the FAA website. All you have to do is go to training and under training/schools on the FAA website. You can search that, and there's a way you can find schools in every by state. So you can compare all the schools. You get all the information right there on the FAA website. Compare the schools. But definitely, if you contact National Aviation Academy, come in, visit us. Make sure you go in and see the facilities. Make sure you understand exactly what you're getting into. Again, you know, it's a technical field. It's a good trade. People transition from the military. Absolutely. You know, if you're an aircraft maintenance technician or if you're in any other MOS in the military, you're transitioning, you know, work ethic. And for civilians out there that are looking for a good career or a new career, a career change, you know, look into the aviation industry. You know, it is a very good industry right now.
And it's shorter for the military people when they take the course. It's 14 months normally. Sure. And what's the shorter one?
So we at National Aviation Academy, we run a 14-month, 2,000-hour program currently that gets you through the prerequisites to take your FAA exams for airframe and power plant ratings. If you're a military aviation maintenance technician, based on your MOS, you may have credible experience to get signed off for airframe and or power plant, and which means that you can just go straight to the testing process. You don't need to go through school, but you can get with your local flight standards office. Again, go to the FAA website. You can find your local flight standards office. And they can help you with that process. They can help you answer some of that questions. And also on their website, it'll explain to you about 8610s and and how you can go about getting an 8610 signed off and the prerequisites to get that. The 8610 is the form that you test on when you meet the prerequisites in order to take the test. But go to the FAA website. They can definitely search it. If you can't get anybody to help you, by all means, you can always call National Aviation Academy and ask for me.
Yes, sir. Bo, 1-800-659-2080. 1-800-659-2080. Call, ask to take the tour. And if you're here in Clearwater, you might be able to see Bo. So ask to see Bo, and you might actually get to see him, right?
A possibility.
There is a guy named Bo. All right, you hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I got more stuff to tell you about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. And before we move on with Bo from National Aviation Academy, Mr. Old Ron Edwards is hanging over here in the corner, and he wants to say something. So here's an Edwards notebook.
I'm from the government, and I am here to help you. That's one of the most frightening statements one can either hear or read from the government. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the coffee you want in your cup. The Founding Fathers understood and fought for our unalienable rights, amongst which are privacy. Privacy includes your personal information, identification, medical records, etc. But government leftist pigs everywhere have always wanted to be knee-deep in your personal business. Leftists believe they have some ordained right to control you from cradle to grave. That's why the government in Ontario, Canada, without the consent of the people there, hopes to roll out digital identification ranging from driver's licenses to passports and everything in between, so they can keep track of and control every aspect of the lives of Ontario residents. Of course, government leftists here in the United States would probably like to similarly digitalize our personal identification information, including bank accounts. Hopefully, the people of Ontario will stand strongly against that effort as setting an example for what we should be doing here in the United States. I'm Ron Edwards. For constitutional grounds coffee, simply go to theronedwards.com.
There you go, theronedwards.com. Go on over there and try out what I already know about, because simply the best coffee you want to put in your cup, constitutional grounds. Now go over to theronedwards.com, his website, and you'll see it right there. They've got a display rack of it, and you can order it right there, constitutional grounds coffee, the coffee you want in your cup. Okay, back with Bo Browning from constitutional grounds. Yeah, you like that, right, Bo?
Hey, close enough.
Well, you're gonna get your coffee when we go to breakfast, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because we got coffee here, but not quite like what we're going to get where we're going. But anyway, we've got a lot of activity going on, and I understand that when you're talking about giving equipment to another country, like we are Ukraine, they just got the blessing of, I guess, the president for $500 million more worth of equipment. But what they really want is the aircraft. They want the jets if they can get them. And if this is a better way to do it, I say give them the Warthogs. I mean, granted, they want the MiGs, but it's not that hard to fly a Warthog. If you can fly a MiG, you can fly one of those.
Sure. You know, like we were talking about earlier, the United States has supported countries around the world, you know, with military arms. You know, obviously it's not the brand new stuff we get a lot of times. It's a lot of stuff that has been taken out of service by the United States military, and, you know, it goes foreign military sales. You know, a lot of people work in that industry to refurb those aircraft, get them back up to an airworthy condition, to make sure that, you know, when they are sent to whatever country or whatever government buys them, that they are in an airworthy, safe condition. You know, it's something that I'm fairly familiar with. I've done it over the years for several different companies, you know, worked in that kind of industry where we're doing foreign military sales. But the it's not unheard of. And you know, if it supports, you know, people's freedoms around the world, you know, the United States has to look at that and see if that's something they want to get involved with.
Well, let's talk about drugs for a minute, because down in Central and South America, the DEA operates very heavily, and they operate like a paramilitary unit, and they have military surplus aircraft and helicopters and weapons that they use all the time.
There are a lot of companies in the United States that support different entities around the world, I guess it would be the best way to say it. And, you know, those companies, you know, everybody knows about the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan. Everybody knows about all the civilian contractors that were over there doing that. There are companies that those people get over there because there's companies that hire them to send them over there. So they use their military training, military experience to go over there as a civilian to support the cause that their government is, or that the company they're working for is air backing. So, you know, transition and skill sets, you know, to those kind of companies, military personnel have the ability to do that. Again, it's something that people have to look into and see if it's right for them. Over the years, I've been offered different types of jobs in those areas, and, you know, based on what's going on in my life at the time, I have to, you know, make a well thought out decision. Do I want to go do that or do I not? And that's a personal preference.
We got about a minute left here, and in that minute, I want to give you a chance to tell the folks that National Aviation Academy is who you represent, and they've got two locations. Tell them where they're at. And then I'll give them the phone number, and then we'll wrap it up that way.
Sure. So National Aviation Academy, you know, I've been working for them for about 12 years now. I'm the Executive Vice President of Education. We have two locations, one here in Clearwater, Florida. We run a 14-month, 2,000-hour program and a 21-month, 3,000-hour program, day shift and night shift here in Clearwater, Florida. And our campus up in Concord, Massachusetts, we have a 14-month, 2,000-hour program. You know, please visit our website. Give us a call. You know, if you're looking into an aviation career. Give National Aviation a call. Compare us to the other aviation maintenance technician schools out there and make a well thought out decision. We're here to help you. You know, if you have any questions, or you're a veteran, you don't understand your benefits completely, we have a financial aid department that can assist veterans with navigating some of their benefits. They can also help civilians that you know, if you're getting out of high school, you're just going to transition careers. You know, we have financial aid department that can assist with that. Our admissions representatives are there to help you. You know, come in, give us a call, and visit us.
Okay, the number, folks, is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. Give them a call, set up the tour, and I'm telling you, you won't be sorry. Don't forget the website, NAA.edu. Bo, thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right, and folks, I got somebody on the telephone line, and this is the introduction for him. You haven't heard this one, Bo. Listen to this.
Now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
All right. Here we go. 60 Seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go ahead, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. We see Susan Collins already defecting and selling us out with this left-wing radical over here. Okay. Where's Mitch McConnell getting the Republicans in line like the Democrats all fall on? Who is the idiot that is voting for this left-wing hack? Okay. You should be following your senator. And Romney's going to sell us out, okay? Don't ever go to Utah. Don't ever go to Maine. Don't ever go to Alaska where Murkowski is, where all these Republicans, fake Republicans, sell us out. This lady is so far left, she's off the planet, okay? Should be 100-0 against her. Let me say something to the Trump campaign. You're going to get your asses kicked. Okay, you can get your asses kicked again by these Democrats and the Zuckerbucks and everything. You're not tough enough. You're not smart enough. You don't have the Holy Spirit, okay, to get victory. Jesus is about victory. Jesus is about winning. Jesus don't know nothing about losing, okay? Even when he was crucified, he rose again, he still beat Satan, okay? You got to be tough enough and smart enough and wise enough, okay? And that comes from God Almighty. And you don't have it. And your team don't have it. I have it. You don't have it. Okay? The cat. If I was in a foxhole going against these idiot Democrats, the only person I'd want with me is the captain and another Sicilian friend who's tough enough. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Get to work, Captain. Peace.
All righty. Todd in Tampa. And he told it the way it was. That's all I can say. By the way, don't forget Dominic's Mines and Decor down there in Sarasota. They're located right there at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and they've got blinds, shades, shutters, all made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a 100 Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by, see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Remember, all veterans get a discount on your purchases at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Well, folks, here comes the music. Been another great day. And don't forget the Let's Go Brandon Rally coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, down there at over there in Brandon at the Sheridan. Don't forget to check that out. You're going to love it. The Let's Go Brandon Rally. Let'sGoBrandonRally.org. Phone number 813-444-4800. All right. I'll be back tonight with more. Have a great day. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.